calls Old Mary Womp Womp.
Womp Womp. Hey, Veritable Virgo, since you're apparently the only one listening to us, how about telling us if you can hear us?
Turnipet could hear us, but he's listening on the iPhone.
Yeah, so he can't really tell us if he can hear us. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if I will hear one of my promos. Yes.
You can hear us.
Yes.
Yes, there's one person in the room.
After last week, I'm shocked we have one.
Right. He's dedicated.
Yeah. Or really doesn't have anything to do. Or is a glutton for punishment.
Well, he's at a family picnic or something.
Oh, then yeah, he's a glutton for punishment.
Right.
Oh, I don't need to be listening.
No, you can't listen.
No, don't listen.
Well, if you do, you have to plug in headphones.
But we don't have an extra headphone. Would have to, no. Well, why would he want to listen when he can just listen?
Yeah, because it's
just us talking to us. It's not like we're Skyping with anybody.
What?
Well, turn it off, honey. I'm
trying. So, anyway.
All right. So, we have Joey. Joey's in the room. Don't know who Joey is.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't think I know Joey.
Me either. Maybe he's a new listener. Or maybe it's the Joey that I met at Sawmill. Not for sure.
Oh, okay.
All right. You ready to get started?
Connor, do you have it off?
Yeah, it's off.
Okay, cool. Then yes.
All right, here we go. Oh, Brother Sinatus isn't here now. That's good.
Welcome.
This is Ricky from the Foul Monkeys podcast. Please join Julian and myself live every Sunday from 3 to 4 Eastern Standard Time, right here on Pride48.com, and learn how Julian channels the spirit of Joan Crawford every day.
No more hangers!
Ginger bear, pillow pants, belly jiggles when he dances, loves a great big Latin bear, or maybe two. You be Yogi, he's boo-boo. Julian, bitchy elf, rode a mastodon by himself. Now his ass is ruined for anything that thick. Now he's looking for black dick. Yay!
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You are listening to episode 289. Today's Sunday, May 30th.
2010.
Well, we have a total of 3 listeners in our chat room today.
Well, the great thing is, since we know who they all are, I don't have to chide any of them to not be mean to any other podcasters.
That's very true.
Unless it's, that's what she said. Then you can be mean to them.
You could be mean to them.
Yeah. They can take it.
Kim Beaver just joined the room. Yay. Yay.
Our favorite beaver.
Our favorite beaver. One that you'll actually touch one day, maybe.
Yeah, right.
This is episode 289. Thank you for listening and downloading one of the best podcasts you'll ever hear in an entire lifetime.
Except for last Sunday.
Except for last Sunday. But that's in the past.
We're,
as many things are.
Actually, you don't know.
Oh, I don't know Joey. Okay. Well, hey, let me know who you are. Where are you from, Joey? Let us know. We need to know.
So what's going on, Big Licky? What's going on?
Well, I just got back from the gym, so I'm like all tired now, and I was sweaty, but now I dried off.
So how many cocks did you suck in the steam room?
I was the only person in the whole gym today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess because the Memorial Day weekend, and everybody's like, fuck working out. I'm eating.
Yeah. Well, I drove Connor by it yesterday just to show him where it was at. And he's like, no wonder he sees such scary people in there.
I think that location is for a lot of old people. A lot of old people go there, I think, because of the pool and everything.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking about actually getting, like, the membership where you can go to any one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can just go to the one on the south side, like, right after work.
Yeah.
And go there. Or in the morning, and then take my clothes with me and shower there and all that good stuff.
Hmm.
But the good thing I like about this one is the shower is closed in, so no one can, like, see you shower.
Or if you have a friend, you can close the door.
Well, you could, but people could see through the door. It's like frosted. Like they can't actually see through clear, but it's frosted so they can tell how many people are in there.
Oh, well, that's no fun.
Yeah. Well, I would not do that in a public place anyway.
Unless you make the beast with two backs.
That's, that's jail time. And that's like you put your ass on a list, too.
I thought you already had your ass on a list.
No. Oh, full of stuffy.
Oh, God. I was working on the west side of town Friday, and somebody had nailed a big sign to a telephone pole, and it said 48 sexual predators live within 2 miles of this sign.
Oh my God.
Needless to say, it was a little bit past the Wabash area.
Well, this is what's ridiculous about that is because some people that are put on that list, it's not because they like raped somebody, it's because they were like caught pissing outside or doing like having sex outside, like a couple or something like that, and then they're put on that stupid list.
I mean,
the list is good for people that, like, you know, are child molesters or rapists or whatever. But, sorry. Ozzie, but for people that are, like, just caught outside having sex, that's so stupid.
Ozzy once pissed on the Alamo.
Okay.
I had to take a fucking leak.
Oh, so we're British now.
How the fuck do I know what that's supposed to be?
He's never talked that clearly before.
Well, maybe when he was like...
3.
Yeah.
Actually, the way he talks now is the way he talked when he was 3. It kind of, it's like reverse.
So he's going backwards in time?
Yes.
Hmm.
Joey was probably that 17-year-old. What 17-year-old?
Oh, the 13-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
She's thinking of the 13-year-old.
They haven't been there
in
2 weeks.
The one that's been cruising you at the gym.
They haven't been there
in
2 weeks.
Maybe mother noticed that the 13-year-old was cruising older men at the gym.
Maybe.
And put a chastity lock on his penis or something.
It's Joey from Buffalo. I host Cocktails and Cream Puffs. Shameless plug. Oh, I see you on the schedule. To be honest, I've never listened to your show, but I'll check it out.
I had not listened yet either.
So I'll say I'll listen to it, and then next week we'll say how we feel about it.
Okay. Honestly or fake it?
Well, it's best to be honest.
Okay, good.
But we can fake it if we need to. Sometimes you just gotta fake it.
And sometimes you just count popcorn on the ceiling.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if you're around a ceiling.
Fortunately, I haven't had to do that in a while.
Oh, let's see here. I'm trying to think of some of the stuff we have to talk about.
Lately, the bed's been hitting the wall so hard, the popcorn's been falling into your eyes. So,
do we even have popcorn ceilings?
No.
I didn't think so.
We have knocked.
I haven't heard anything.
Knocked down.
I can't hear it now that the bed's on the other side of the wall. I don't hear anything.
Yeah.
Now, if my TV fucking falls off the wall, there's an issue because that shit's braced into
there. You know what
there.
We can hear now that your TV's on the wall?
The TV.
The TV.
Y'all didn't hear it before, huh? Did y'all hear it when it was first put up?
Well, you don't turn it on that much.
But the first night
which
I had it.
Which is probably not the first time you've ever heard that.
You both were here. No, I wasn't. You don't turn it on that much. The following weekend. Connor said he was leaving it when I was getting it. Leaving when I was getting it up.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Oh, the TV. Veritable Virgo asked, I guess Connor's back is healed. Mm-hmm. He's not totally recovered, but he's recovered enough to...
Really? You're not? Your back still hurting?
No, but 12 weeks is the full recovery time.
Okay.
Before he's totally able to do everything.
Like, what are you restricted to right now? Well, people can't hear it.
He's not supposed to lift more than a certain weight, and...
Is that weight more than Julian?
He hasn't lifted me up. I've been on my back.
I've lifted.
Gross.
No, and I can lift my own legs. Thank you.
I can lift my own legs. I hope so.
I'm not a lazy bottom like that. You are, aren't you?
I just lay on my belly. I just lay on my stomach. Fuck that shit.
Let your mouth hang
open. Now I would probably do it. I've been working out.
Let your mouth hang open.
Just
fuck my mouth.
I'm very excited. I'm sitting here with our business cards on the table.
Woo-hoo!
We're going to be passing them out
at the good days,
and they're very cute. Did you see them, Connor? You can have one. You'll be carrying them around at the park. We're going to split them up three ways.
Okay. You like the three ways?
So, no, I can't say I don't. I can't say I like them because it takes too much concentration. I can't deal with that.
Veritable Virgo said bottoms are inherently lazy. That's why they're bottoms. That is not true.
No, because Julian's an active bottom because he will fucking bounce up and down on that shit.
Yes, and not only that, when I try to top, I go. Yeah, pretty much. So my equipment is not.
When you try to top you.
Pretty much. So my equipment is not built for topping. Thank you. Speaking of tops,
yeah,
I heard the top kill in the Gulf
did
has
not
failed,
work. Has failed.
Which I really never liked the title top kill.
We were discussing that earlier this week because we're like, that's such a bad name for really good tops.
Yeah, why do you want to kill tops?
I swear, I still don't understand why they don't have that fixed. Because but you know what my theory is? Put their gas down to 50 cent a gallon, and as they're losing money, they'll get that shit fixed as soon as possible.
Yeah, I want to know, excuse me, why people are already blaming Barack Obama.
Oh, it's already his fault.
And ask yourself this. Who was the president when the Exxon Valdez spilled? Nobody knows. Because nobody blamed him.
Was it Bush?
I think it was Bush the first. Mm-hmm. But nobody blamed him. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean,
and it was
honestly,
an American company.
What the fuck you want the president to dive down a mile under
and
sea?
Stop it.
And, like, stick his big black penis in the hole and stop it up?
You know what they think. The racists are thinking, well, their hair's so dry, they can just stick it in there. That's what they're thinking, probably.
Oh,
not
my
me.
God.
I'm saying racist. They're fucking stupid. Everything that has gone bad is Obama's fault.
Of course.
Anything that goes good is because of the Bush administration. You know what? Fuck Bush administration.
Mm.
They're gone.
Everything that's fucked up today is because the last 8 years of George Bush.
Right. And I want to know why this company did not have a plan that if something like this were to happen, that it would already be fixed.
If you don't know what you're doing 5,000 feet deep, to fix a problem, why are you 5,000 feet deep drilling oil in the first place?
Right.
If you don't, if you can't fix problems down below the ocean that
much, you
should
not be doing it.
You shouldn't be there. That's
it's so aggravating to see all that shit.
But fortunately, the west coast of Florida has been spared so far.
I went to the beach this weekend, and it was fucking wonderful. I loved it.
Although you stayed covered. So, because God forbid you get any color on those pasty white legs of yours.
I got a tan. Well, I got burned. Not real bad, though. But I did get some sun. I did go out in the
sun. You got a rug burn on your knees.
A rug burn. That's sand burn.
The bathroom.
Where we went, there was no bathroom.
Oh, so you just did it behind the mangroves?
There was no mangroves either. There's no dunes.
Right out in the open? Whore.
Well, you know, Nicole and I just did it right there.
Ew, I know better than you touching Nicole.
Yeah, what's not happening?
Mm-mm.
She wanted me to rub her lotion on her. I was like, do I have to?
It rubs the lotion on the big-breasted girl.
That's why we have the spray.
I read an article this past week about how there's actually certain chemicals they put in certain sunblocks that can make you burn worse.
Oh, shit.
increase your risk of sun cancer.
Hmm.
I think it's... I don't want to give out bad information.
Well, I was out in the sun a lot, and I had, sunscreen on.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably out in the sun. We were there for 4 hours, and I was maybe out in the sun maybe a total of two. And so, I mean, I came back okay. I mean,
and
I'm not burnt.
Your legs got how much of
my
that?
Legs never tan, but, like, my you whole upper body
the
is.
The widest legs I have ever seen in my entire...
Really? Wider than yours?
You know why mine look darker? Because I actually have hair on my legs.
That's true. I don't have a lot of hair on my legs, and I don't know why. It's kind of weird.
Your epilady does a very good job.
Ow. My mom had an epilady, and I think my sister did too.
Ew,
but
what did she shave with her epilady?
I don't want to know. But I just can't imagine something just ripping hairs out of your legs. Could you,
and what if you use it around your bikini area?
Talking about what? Ow.
That's what she said.
Talking about, like, Whitehead Central, like, that would fucking cause so much issues down there. Ugh. And just think of trying to get rid of a 70s bush.
Oh my thing. God. You need a bush hog to get through that. No. Nope.
Some pornos that I've seen with these like 70s bushes, I'm like, I did not know that women's shit grew like
that's
that.
That's why.
Like all the way up the ass crack, down. I mean, just.
That's why the porn stars, the male porn stars, had to have like 18-inch penises because 6 inches was like the bushes hitting together. It's like.
And isn't it weird that that was like considered like sexy? I mean,
nasty.
Oh,
so nasty.
Ooh.
Oh, right. Baby, I love your
bush
and the hair going up your ass crack.
Like that lady I saw at Walmart that time. I had never seen anything like that before.
It's probably still acceptable in Europe, you know, where the women don't shave their armpits anyway.
Vermont, isn't that only too. France?
Vermont.
They don't use deodorant there either.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
smell my smelly armpit.
They still only work 35 hours a week, and they get like 8 weeks vacation. Kim Beaver from
Well, she's in the room, so you could ask her.
So, Kim Beaver, is it acceptable there to not shave?
Do you shave your armpits and legs?
And your badge.
And do you trim your bush?
Right.
Or do you have like a runway?
She says, don't be mean to the bear ladies.
That is wrong on so many levels.
And tangled pubic hair is just wrong. Ugh. She goes, of course not. I'm European.
I read...
I thought you were near Australia.
I read a Fuck My Life yesterday. I was showing Connor. Uh-huh. And
oh, God. Some of those are good.
And the guy said, I was having sex with my girlfriend, and to keep from coming too quickly, I was thinking of hairy man nipples, and I came quicker.
Oh, gross.
You know what he likes. The hairy.
Nasty.
The hairy man nipples.
Yeah, that's gross.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
How long have you been recording?
14 minutes.
Fuck.
Well, did you happen to see Kim Beaver's latest?
Veritable Virgo, I know where the Faroe Islands are. It's an inside podcasting joke of where they are located.
Did you happen to see Kim Beaver's latest artwork creation?
For you?
Yes.
With your big lips? Or did you see that one?
What big lips?
Oh, let me show you. It's real lovely.
I'm talking about the one me knelt in front of Big Fatty.
Oh, there's another one.
Oh, God.
Where is it?
God damn.
Says, dear Gussie, well, I appreciate what the guy said about our beloved Big Fatty. We do not need ugliness in the Potiverse. Usually, I would insert a sorry Julian here, but since he went to the tanning salon in Florida and to the beauty parlor just to prepare himself for gay days, and for the very special way he plans to apologize for the psychological damage Big Fatty had to suffer during the Sunday live show, I will spare him this time. Julian, I think those lips are just perfect. I hope you won't get stuck on the saggy sockiness we have heard so much about.
Oh,
love your lips. And I comment, I said, bone quee quee.
No, the other one is better.
Big Fatty says, I see Julian has gotten a new haircut for the summer months. Too hot. And then Knot was like, baby got back.
Yeah. Go to the other one.
I posted the other one on our Foul Monkeys.
And it'll be going down. It will be going down in about 45 minutes.
I said that you may need a couple more clothes hangers or clothes pins.
And Connor's like, is that his breasts? Or, I mean, testicles? I'm like, yes.
And he will pull them out at request. So don't ask. Don't ask. And if you're around anyone that asks, don't do it. It's horrifying. Just, ugh.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Joe's listening and he keeps tweeting me stuff.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Joe. What's up? See, I was going to talk about... Oh, I want to say hi to a few new listeners. Jackie contacted us today and said her and her girlfriend have been listening to our show for a while. And we really appreciate it. And if you're getting it from iTunes, we'd really appreciate you go over to iTunes and leave us a review.
Absolutely.
There's Tiffany who contacted me. She text messaged me.
Oh, my God, the 80s singer?
That would be awesome.
No, because she's like playing...
Orphan Annie or something?
No, she's playing like little dive bars now.
Oh, really?
Annie Gay Days. She played the sawmill.
Oh, yeah, she did play at the sawmill. I remember that.
When you're playing the sawmill, mm-hmm. your career is over.
Pretty much.
Over.
Yeah.
Over with a capital over.
Tiffany text messaged the 863 number and said, I just found your podcast last week and I love it. You know, I did my usual, how did you find us, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking back and forth, and she got us from her Droid phone. So, we were talking back and forth, and then she goes, I've never been to Florida, but a lot of people say it's our most fucked up state. Is that true? I said, yes, it is. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry for right now. I'm starstruck at the moment. I'm talking to a famous podcaster. And I said, famous? She goes, well, to me, you guys are. You have chat rooms.
See,
everything.
If you had comedic sense like I do, you would have said, oh, who else are you talking to?
That would have worked. But thanks for contacting us, Tiffany.
Alas, God did not bless you with the talent that he blessed me with.
No.
Many of the talents he blessed me with, actually.
Like being invisible.
And he didn't bless me with your Dyson talent, apparently.
Also want to... Let's play this real quick.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Vistaprint Business Cards.
Oh, God. Apparently, Brother Sinatus has fallen asleep.
Oh, whoopsie, sorry. Is that what he said?
No, he typed with Z's.
Oh, sorry. they all can't be winners,
hey,
as we know.
You know what?
What?
Even though this one's not star-studded yet, it ain't nowhere near as bad as...
Last week.
That was real bad.
Tim messaged us. He said, I stumbled upon your podcast while on iTunes, and boy, did I luck out. I love you guys. You remind me of my best friend and how we used to laugh all the time. Keep up the good work. I will get back to you on I'll get back on iTunes soon to give you a good old 5-star review. Smooches, Tim.
Fabulous.
You're awesome.
Well,
let's see here. He said he's old and it's nap time. Well, I hope it's because you're old and not because our fucking show sucks, because usually it's that one.
I know. I can't help it.
Can you talk or bring up a subject while I log into something real quick?
Can I talk and bring up a subject? Yes. Coming up in 1 week. Well, not even 1 week.
Good days.
The Gay Days and our Gay Days podcaster and podcaster. our podcaster listener dinner in Orlando.
I'm excited.
And we are still at 29 guests confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And my strict cutoff date of the 28th, which passed on Friday, has come and gone. So mm-hmm. I haven't had any more cancellations, which means everybody that's on the list better have their ass there.
Mm-hmm. Because what happens if not?
They will get my boot up their ass.
Along with $40 stolen from them.
Yeah.
Or taken.
No, we're going to take 80 because I want my cut
too. Oh.
Yeah. Connor's bigger than I am, so he can probably shake him down for more.
I just wanted to finish up on what Jackie told us because she did get back to us.
Okay, cool.
She said we were checking out podcasts on iTunes and her girlfriend came across Foul Monkey. She checked it out and then told her about it, and they've been listening for a few weeks and downloading the old shows. But she says, we live in northern Maine, and it's a very conservative area. We both really admire people who can be themselves without worrying about not fitting in. Can't wait to hear the new show. I probably won't be able to make it live this time, but maybe next week.
Cool.
So, thank you.
Well, even if people can't make it live every week, just give us a listen.
That's
download
true.
Us on mm-hmm. iTunes and
leave us a review.
You can still have fun by listening, even if you're not live in the chat room.
Yeah, because we love all of our listeners.
We do. Especially since, you know, nobody comes in the chat room anymore. Fucking.
I hope this isn't a sign of what Pride 48 is going to be like.
The fucking LFC gets like 80 people mm-hmm. in the chat room on a goddamn Friday night when people should be having lives. Right. We can't get 5 on Sunday afternoon when nobody's got anything going on because I know y'all motherfuckers ain't going to church.
Right. Well, it's the holiday. They're probably all at family functions. Because, you know, they care about
most
their family.
Of our people have been disowned by their families. Ugh, get real.
Get real. I haven't heard that since like 1995.
Sometimes I lapse back into 1995.
Right.
You know,
have to.
When I wasn't like 95 years old.
In 95, what were you, like 22?
95, I was 20.
20?
Mm-hmm.
I was 18. I turned 18 that year.
Oh.
Huh?
1995.
Were you like 14?
No.
Let's see. Kim Beaver.
Florida's hot and sweaty very easily. That's a problem when you are fat. And believe me, I fucking know that shit.
But you're not hairy.
No, but I'm fucking fat and I sweat like a motherfucker.
And I want to make up a point here.
Oh.
Just because you have lost 40 pounds
yeah.
does not mean I really care to see you parading around the house without a shirt on.
Well, I'm hot. I'm sorry. It's hot. I hate it.
I figured you just wanted to show off your svelte new body. But
no, I was washing laundry and it's hot. Washing laundry.
I was washing laundry, y'all.
I was pounding my laundry up against the rocks.
And I didn't have no more shorts put on. And all my pillowcases were dirty, too.
Pillowcases. Which reminds me, we can't really shower or take a long shower or flush the toilet.
Oh, God. Seems every year about around springtime.
Mm-hmm.
The tree roots from one of the trees in the backyard decides it wants to grow between the cracks in the sewer line going from the house to mm-hmm. the...
Is it concrete?
What?
The line.
No.
Is it metal?
It's terracotta clay.
Oh, shit. That's
because
old.
It's 85 years old. And as I was explaining to Connor this morning, they really didn't have any joints between those.
Mm-hmm.
They just butted them up against each other.
Oh.
So the tree roots will just
grow down in the middle.
Right in between.
That's how that works.
Yeah. Because I watched the camera the last time the guy came,
mm-hmm.
and he stuck a camera down in there and showed mm-hmm. me where the tree roots were growing into the lawn.
That's weird.
So they just kind of root out the roots. But I called the landlord, and she's going to probably replace the line from the house to the alley with PVC. But
I hope they're
not
hot.
Not until tomorrow.
I hope the people that come out are
the
hot.
The first guy, is the first hot? Time... A guy come out, it was uh-huh. Roto-Rooter, and it was Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm. Was he all for me?
Would have like, loved him. That was
hope it's the same
so
one.
Your type. No, it's her personal maintenance man that's
what's
coming
he
tomorrow.
Like?
I really don't know.
Can he work on our dishwasher, too? So that when we close the door, we can get it to work the first time?
No.
Can't she get us a new one?
I doubt it.
Can't she get somebody to come in and work on it?
I doubt it.
Why?
Well, I could ask, but
yeah,
because
you rent, she should.
Well, I could ask.
How long have we been recording?
28:49.
Let's stop this bitch.
Okay, all three of you in the chat room know the drill. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. So hold tight. Poor Big Licky and poor Julian.
No one loves us.
No one loves us, and nobody could even bother to show up for us today.
I know.
And you look
so
really sad with your headphones cocked sideways
yeah,
on your head.
That's
like
how
that.
I feel. Cocky.
Womp womp.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685, or you can text message or call 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
And you can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Ricky or at Foul Monkeys. and follow me on Facebook at Ricky Burton.
When I told them to not go anywhere, Kim Beaver said, no problem, we have you on mute anyway.
Oh, goodness. Well, this is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You've downloaded episode 289. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you later.
Love you.